on Sports Radio 1310. The Ticket.
Yeah. Gordo, you're the captain. What are you doing?
We're live. Sorry about that.
That was our live intro.
No, sorry.
You were enjoying it so much you didn't put on your headphones.
Yeah, I failed at that. Hey, P1s, Gordon Keith here at Ticket Stock 2011 with George Dunham, Bob Sturm, Dan McDowell, and we have a very special guest here at Q Chevrolet Ticket Stock. Joining us on stage, the very pretty, dare I say beautiful, Playboy Playmate Kelly Thompson. Welcome her.
Hi.
Hey.
Hi, Kelly.
Hi.
Now, this is great. We always love it when we have playmates on
the
station.
Hi.
That's Bob.
Hey, Kelly.
Hi, Bob.
That's Dan.
Hi, Dan.
Bob's our reigning Baptist.
Very nice.
Reigning Baptist?
Yeah.
Like I was voted in?
You're ranked number one Baptist.
You know what Bob doesn't like, though? Dogs.
No.
Now, you love
dogs. And I am a dog lover.
He's very arrogant, too.
It's allergies.
You know what I really like? Small dogs, too.
I do, too.
I have a toy poodle.
Do you really?
Oh, yeah.
I have a Shih Tzu.
You have a Shih Tzu?
Yep.
I have a Shih Tzu.
No way.
Really?
Yes. You really?
I have a Yorkie.
That's awesome.
George has got to take one of those.
I wouldn't. No, they're not giving out dogs here today.
Oh, okay.
No.
Now I have a Yorkie.
But didn't you breed yours with a bulldog?
No. It's pure bred.
Can we talk to her real quick?
Oh. Well, yeah. You guys are talking to me. Talk to her.
You know what?
I'm doing the show for the P1.
Did I tell you, George?
Obviously.
George, have you ever heard?
Why don't you not let
did you read the George, did you read the new Nicholas Sparks book?
I read all
it is
his stuff.
Awesome. It is really good.
Okay.
What?
Let's talk to Kelly Thompson,
who is our special guest. Gordon, hold on.
She's
hold on.
A playmate.
Why are you looking at me like
Why'd you
that,
look
Kelly?
At me?
Because you know about me.
What?
That she loves
Nicholas
every
Sparks.
Nicholas Sparks book.
That's your
There's
favorite
no
author?
Way.
That's your favorite author? I love Nicholas Sparks. I just love love stories.
Name four books. Name four books by Nicholas Sparks, Dan.
I just like them all.
Oh, okay.
But you celebrate
like,
as a
what's your favorite kid?
What's your favorite?
My favorite one?
Yeah.
Probably the second one.
Uh-oh.
I think of them like that.
Love Story 2?
Yeah, I just kind of get sucked in by that stuff.
Well, Kelly, I know
I like
Nicholas
to sit...
Sparks, as a matter of fact.
Really?
I could introduce you to him, yes.
I would love to meet him.
Yeah.
He's actually my dad. I changed my name for radio.
You know, Kelly, I was thinking of getting a laptop.
Yeah, what are you thinking about?
I'm going with a Mac.
Yeah, she has a Mac, I believe.
You have a Mac?
No.
I cannot believe we have so much in common.
Wait, all
of us. What?
She doesn't have a Mac?
I was about to buy a Mac.
Talk to Bob about it.
I know all about Macs.
Yeah.
All right, Kelly, how old are you?
23.
I'm 23.
You are from Tyler, Texas.
Yes.
Texas.
Born and raised.
I am too.
And here's a little fun fact about Kelly. The first time, she's such a small town girl, right?
Mm-hmm.
Salt of the earth. The first time she was ever on an airplane was when she flew out to the Playboy Mansion and did your Playboy shoot, right?
Yes, very first time.
And before that, at that point, you had only ridden tractors.
Yes, tractors, right.
What was your first car?
A Honda Civic.
Oh, that's nice.
Quality car there.
Good gas
mileage. And what are you driving
too.
Now?
I drive a Mercedes.
Whoa.
I stepped up a little bit.
Yeah, I'll tell you. Boobs get you a lot in this world, don't they?
So how did it happen for you? How did you get your Playboy break?
I actually went to a Dallas casting call, and I...
What do you have to do there?
I advertise some of those in the back of the Observer from time to time.
So you do open reel or fly fishing? What is it?
No, not that kind of casting, George.
Oh.
This is like a casting call for talent.
Oh, okay. Yeah. All right.
So
wouldn't
that
be weird if that was how they picked Playboy Playmate?
Who could
fly rod?
Yeah. I think I'd win.
Really?
You're a fisherman?
Yeah. Yes, I like to fish.
Awesome. I do too.
You know, I
just love the outdoors.
If you'd like to go in the back, I've got my rod here.
Where can we go fishing?
Huh?
Oh, there's plenty of places around here. Lake Louisville, Sandy's.
Let's go. Load up.
Okay. So you go to the casting call, and what do you have to do there?
Do you have to remove your clothing at the casting call?
Yes.
Oh, my.
Is that weird? Is that real gynecological feeling?
It was weird. It was awkward. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
That'd make me nervous with lures.
How many girls go to this?
There was a lot. I think there was like 500 girls in 2 days.
Now, how do you know it's a Playboy casting call and not just some guy who's claiming it is?
With Playboy dice.
Buffalo Bill.
The light just went off in Gordo's head. Wait a minute, I'm going to start having casting calls.
Well, I went to Playboy.com and they had all the information and the times, and I made an appointment, and then I met Holly Madison and Bridget Marquardt were there.
Uh-huh.
So, you know, I knew it was
from
official.
The Girls Next Door.
Yeah.
What's one of my favorite shows? And you're on E, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you were a fan of that show.
I love
was.
E.
Yes.
Now, what about, and I'm always interested in this, What is your family thinking about this when you float the idea by them that, hey, I want everybody to see my innards?
Oh,
wow.
They don't go that far on
so
Playboy, do they?
Okay,
Playboy's
maybe not
classy.
That far. But, I mean, you're showing, I'm assuming that it wasn't just topless. It was, people saw a little bit of the pelt.
Yeah, you know, Playboy's classy, and
sure.
They don't show too much. So, you know, that's what I love about it. So,
so you were comfortable with it.
Yeah, and they make you feel very comfortable, too. So it's actually fun.
But what about your East Texas daddy? What did he think about it?
He was a little shocked. He said, I used to look at Playboys when I was younger, and now you're going to be in it. It's just crazy.
Yeah.
But he finally came around, and he's supportive, so.
Did he forbid you?
No. He was just a little, I guess, shocked that I'd, you know, do something like that. But
do you know if he's seen the photographs?
No, he hasn't.
You know that for a fact?
Yeah. Yeah, he won't look at any pictures.
You don't think all his buddies aren't posting those all around his work where everywhere he turns he's going to see it?
No, I don't think so. My dad's pretty strict.
Is he?
Yeah.
Did you grow up in a church-going household?
Mm-hmm. Yes. Baptist.
Oh, you know, Bob's our reigning Baptist.
Reigning Baptist.
Reigning.
So when you go out there and they said you're going to do the shoot, what happens when you go out to Los Angeles? You just whisk off to the mansion and you get to meet everybody, or how's that happen?
Yeah, they fly you into the mansion and you get to stay in the guest house. And,
creeped out by Hugh Hefner at first?
No, he was...
Yeah, did they bring his corpse in, or did you...
Two-wheeler.
How many girls get the call to go out there?
Well, it just depends. They bring in several girls to shoot, you know, at a time, and only one girl a month gets the centerfold, so
yeah,
it's pretty rare, 12 girls a year.
But when you were picked up and taken out there to stay in the guest house, that's you just alone, or is there a bevy of giggling girls?
Sometimes there's, you know, one girl a week, two girls a week testing. So.
How about your situation, then?
I think there was another girl with me.
Now, is that like a rival? You're looking at her sideways. She wants what you want.
Did you punch her in the face to bruise her up right before the shoot?
No, she was really nice. We were friends. So, I'm a nice girl.
See, this is... I always wonder, like, how many girls go to the Playboy Mansion and then just turn up dead the next day? I mean, is it like a dangerous, scary place?
Wow.
No. It's awesome there. It's so much fun. And they take really good care of you. You get fed any kind of food you want. You can order anything.
Who hangs around there? Are the celebrities constantly running in and out of there? Or what?
There's a lot of celebrities there. When they, you know, they have big parties like Midsummer's and Halloween, there's a ton of celebrities there.
Who have you seen there?
John Voight, Shaquille O'Neal, Mario Lopez, just lots of people.
There's three races for
Does
you.
Your boyfriend have a problem with you doing this?
Screech.
No, he was supportive.
Really?
You know? Yeah, he was like, I'm not your dad, I can't tell you what to do, so.
Kelly Thompson, Playboy Playmate, joins us on stage at Ticket Stock. Now, what about the reports that the Playboy Mansion is filled with dog dung and is, you know, decrepit, the whole place is just kind of falling apart and it's not well taken care of?
No, it's very well taken care of.
Really?
I think everybody should at least go there once just to check how beautiful it is. I mean, like, they have animals, you know, like peacocks and all kinds of
Many
beautiful
giraffes.
Animals. There's no giraffes there.
Oh, no.
They have a zoo and just everything about the mansion's beautiful.
Did you ever go to the Caldwell Zoo?
Yes, I did.
Oh, yeah, it's from Tyler, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I've been there.
Yes.
Dang, he's Googling Tyler.
He just looked
right
it up on his phone.
How about Rose Stadium? I was just there a couple
zoo,
months ago.
And that made me think of...
I've been to Rose Stadium before.
Yeah. Cirrhosis.
Now, it says here in your bio that appeared in Playboy, it says that your turn-ons are a man with a great personality and smile who is soft, kind-hearted, and...
Here, Bob, let me get that.
Not afraid to show emotion.
Oh, you. No, you're welcome.
Thank
it's
you,
okay.
Man.
No?
I'm sorry. It's just... It's so sweet. Your turn-offs... are basically George. Liar, bad manners, cheaters, and arrogance.
No, I just told you I hate all those things before she came on. That's what's so weird about her being here today.
Do you get help filling this out? I mean, do you like hire a publicist that says, all right, what tests the best? What do I need to say in this deal?
No, I write it all down myself.
Mm-hmm. And they show your handwriting in the... Is that really the girl's handwriting in the
magazine? It really is. I actually had to redo it 5 times.
Because of misspellings?
Yes.
George, do you think She would consider your fart trumpet to be bad manners.
What?
What is that? I'm sorry about Bob. I thought he was the reigning Baptist, but
have you ever heard of this about George?
No.
George has quite a skill.
No, I don't. Not any more than Gordon.
He can
does.
Play Louie Louie outside of his behind. Out of his behind. It's weird.
Nice.
No, that's not it at all.
Go ahead, Giorgio. Get to the middle of the stage. Pull down the Wranglers and do Joy to the World.
Wouldn't you? You know, Gordon did My Angel is a Centerfold last night. Wouldn't you like to get up and dance to that with Gordon? Wouldn't that be fun?
Yeah, let's slow dance to Centerfold.
Go ahead and roll it back there, and I think that'd be a special moment.
All right, come on. Oh,
come on,
Kelly.
Come on,
we,
Kelly.
We have it handy. That's great.
Here we go. Gordo and Kelly Thompson dancing to Centerfold. Here we go. Oh, they're slow dancing. Gross. Oh, he's got his head buried in her neck. Okay, this is a horrible idea. Come on, let's see some. She was pure like snowflakes, no one could ever stain. That was terrible.
That was great.
Wow.
I need a throw pillow. Anybody got a throw pillow around here? Just a newspaper for my lap?
There's a helmet.
Yeah, put the helmet on. It'll be sticking up this tall. Looks like it's on the end of a bayonet.
Just adjust her dress. What did you do to her?
Huh? Same thing I did in the 8th grade girls' gym during a dance.
Try to get as far as you could get before the coach stepped
yes,
in.
Yes, just try to mash him up against my chest, give me enough material before the coach came by.
Sir. I'm sorry, Kelly. I thought that was going to go better than that.
So how do you get a Mercedes? Is your boyfriend really successful, or you got a sugar daddy of some kind?
She's rolling in it now because she's a centerfold.
It's a cheap Mercedes.
Is it?
Yeah.
I don't think centerfolds make that much money, though, do they? I mean, it's not like you get $2 million to
like
do it.
It's like 400 grand, right?
I wish.
Oh, okay. Two? One?
Is it? It's like $50,000, right?
Yeah, I'm not going to say any prices.
But you get appearance fees and stuff when you go to stuff like
this.
Yeah,
you get endorsements and you get a lot of more modeling jobs and stuff to come. It opens a lot of doors.
Mm-hmm. Have you done any advertising like Tyler?
Stock.
Tyler only?
No.
Oh, okay.
Nobody knows where Tyler's at. It's too small.
Well, no, I mean, everyone in Tyler, though, couldn't you
except for the zoo,
endorse the bar you worked at?
Who's talking now?
Everybody.
Go ahead, Dan. What were you asking?
I can't remember.
You said Tyler.
What, do you want to show us your hidden skill that you publicized?
No.
Yeah, this is fascinating. You were the one that put this in your bio.
I know, because it's very interesting. And
apparently you're pretty proud of it.
Not a lot of people can do it.
All right, well, pay attention, ladies. Watch this. Apparently Kelly can touch her nose with her tongue.
Wow.
So you
don't see that every day.
You have like a giraffe tongue.
No, I think my nose is just really close to my mouth.
All right, well, y'all ready to see it?
Oh, gosh.
Yeah. This will be great.
Are you really going to make me do it?
You've certainly been asked to do this before, right?
Yeah. All right, here we go.
Here she goes.
Drum roll.
Okay, you ready?
Kelly Thompson playmate
touching
Kelly Thompson.
Her nose with her tongue.
Son of a gun!
Oh, my goodness, she can. Oh,
wow.
She nailed it.
Now, what else can you do with that tongue?
And the place went nuts.
That's a point game. How do you get on the Girls Next Door?
Norm Blink.
How do you get on the show, The Girls Next Door? Is that a goal of yours?
Like ask it again, Dan.
Well, I was on there a couple times that they were filming, but they filmed so much stuff and they only used certain segments of the show, so... I think I was, like, in the background a couple times, but that was it.
How do you become a main, do you just have to be Hugh's girlfriend, Hef's girlfriend?
Yeah, Hef's girlfriend, or live in the bunny house.
How do you get to do that?
You just ask Hef.
Are you gonna?
No, I'm gonna live in Texas. I like Texas.
Yeah, good for you.
Is it because of the boyfriend?
Yeah.
I am too.
The boyfriend wouldn't want you doing that, right? That's a little too far.
Yeah, you know, I'm really close to my family. I live next door, so I don't want to leave them.
So you are the girl next door to your family.
Yes, the girl next door.
So what do you want to do? Do you want to act? Do you want to just model? What do you want to do? Sports star?
Yeah, I want to get into some acting.
You know what I've always hoped to do?
Modeling.
Open
well,
an
let
animal
her talk.
Shelter. I'd like to open an animal shelter, me.
What, yeah.
What's in your
Let's go in
future?
Business.
Oh, you'd like to do that,
yes,
too?
Yes, I will.
Man,
just
we have
love
so much
animals.
In common.
We do. We have so much in common.
Now, when you were in the centerfold, this was, I believe it was November of 2009, and you said then, at that time, that your goal was to get a college degree. How is that goal going?
Not so good yet.
Uh-oh.
You haven't been going to class.
I've been so busy, you know, like with jobs and appearances. I just haven't really had time to do school full-time, you know, because when I go, I want to... You know, make sure I do good and study
well.
And all that. Yeah, so.
That derailed me, too. I had trouble. I didn't ever get my degree.
It's okay.
Yeah.
Well, if you were my student, I would think you'd be in a lot of trouble a lot of times. It would have to get
Stay
spankings from time to time in my professor's office.
You know, we could change this to an A.
A plus.
With a little extra.
With a little effort.
I mean, something.
So where did you take classes when you were going to college? Did you ever enroll?
I was going to Tyler Junior College.
TCJC?
Yes.
Yep.
You ever go to the Rose Festival out there?
I haven't been to the Rose Festival, but I went to the Rose, like, place where the...
Rose Place?
Yeah.
Whatever, did you go to John
whatever
Tyler?
Whatever it's called.
John Tyler High School?
Mm-mm.
Tyler Lee?
No.
Keep trying. Where'd you go to?
I went to a really small school. Yeah.
Yeah, she didn't want to say.
Was it like
it's
outside
2A.
Tyler?
It's really small.
What's the name of it?
Don't answer that.
Did you go to
this?
I already have her home address. You live out in the country? Are you on land?
Yes.
How much land are you guys on?
20 acres.
20 acres?
That's great.
You run a horse out there?
We don't have any horses. We have four-wheelers.
Foilers?
Four-wheelers.
Oh, four-wheelers. Mm-hmm. So you get on that thing?
Yeah, I'm a country girl.
Mm-hmm. What kind of music you like?
Uh-oh, here it comes.
I like rock.
Do you really?
Good.
You don't like Texas country?
Here he goes.
I don't like country music.
Oh, man.
I mean, there's a couple songs that I
It's stupid,
like,
isn't it?
Yeah.
It's country
stupid.
Music's
it's
stupid.
It's not stupid, but I like
It's like
rock.
They're always singing about devil in the well or whatever all that stuff is.
Dang.
So
I figured you'd be into Texas music.
Have you not done any nude modeling since Playboy?
No, you're not allowed.
Once you do Playboy, you're not allowed to appear.
Well, you have a 2-year contract, so.
Okay.
Yeah, you're not allowed to do any nudes with anybody else but Playboy.
But come November of this year, you're allowed to go out and...
Yeah, unless I renew my contract.
Are you at all interested in doing any more work that requires you to show off your birthing
Only for area? Playboy.
Only for Playboy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So. What about Vivid?
I don't think so.
Wow.
It's a valid
Dan,
question.
Why'd you just flamethrower the place?
She's a sweet girl.
I'm just
Be
asking.
Respectful.
We're thinking about having a ticket casting call here next November, as a matter of fact.
Really? I'm about to have one in about 10 minutes.
Back. Well, she can't do it, yeah.
Well, she didn't have to, but other women can.
So you have
a casting. I'm worked up.
George, you've scheduled a casting call for exactly 2 years later?
Yeah, I was thinking about it, yeah. Right at November of 11, yeah. That's when we're going to do it.
So how about the Cowboys at number 9? What do you think?
Oh,
he just
it's
asked
so
you
sad.
An NFL draft. It is sad, Bob. Why
What's
do you want
sad?
To bring it
the
up?
The Cowboys?
Cowboys.
I love the Cowboys.
Do you?
It's my team.
What do you think went wrong this year with the Cowboys?
They went 6-4. Stop it.
What do you mean stop it? We're talking
Have
Cowboys
you ever met Denise Milani?
No.
Who's your favorite player?
Miles Austin. Just because I've met him. He's really cool.
He stopped by the mansion?
Scoreboard.
I was actually working a party here in Dallas, and he
Miles
came.
Was there?
Yeah.
I'm sure Tony Romo was there, too.
No, I didn't see him.
Was he there with the Kardashian he was dating at the time?
Mm-mm. This was before, I think.
Oh.
Do you have a celebrity crush?
Rob Ryan?
No.
Horrible guess.
I'm sure the celebrity crush I have, I'm sure, is lots of girls' celebrity crush. Robert Pattinson.
Rob Pattinson?
Yeah.
So you're Team Edward?
I am Team Edward.
Oh, gosh.
What's that?
Same
you
here.
You into the whole vampire thing?
Vampire, yeah.
Yeah, what is it with vampires and
girls? I don't know. I just
you know,
like it.
Rob Pattinson and I are good friends.
Can you introduce me?
I could.
Awesome.
He could not. He's lying right now.
No.
I actually have interviewed that guy.
Have you really?
And I did not know who he was when I interviewed him. I'd never heard of those Twilight books or anything.
Mm-hmm.
And it was when that Twilight movie was coming out. It was for that movie, to promote that movie. And I almost said no because I'd never heard of the guy. He was just some young dude. And then that Twilight movie came out and it was huge.
I know.
And he was a charming young lad. You know, he's British.
Yeah.
But I think he got his teeth fixed at some point.
They look pretty nice to me.
Yeah. What about that
Taylor Lautner. He's cute.
What woman? If you had to have a celebrity crush on a woman.
Oh,
Like if I put a gun to your head right now.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, don't
Jeez,
do that, Gordon.
Pressure. I think Kim Kardashian's pretty hot.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm with you there.
You like the curvy women?
I'm not sure what that is. Noise. Sorry, we're picking up.
That was Dan.
Have you seen her tape?
No, but I've heard about it.
Dan
can pull it up on his phone right now.
Is your boyfriend black?
Oh, this is the best.
Oh, wait.
Wow.
What?
Well, her crush is Miles Austin.
Personal.
Well, he's not black.
No, he's not my crush.
He's not black?
No, he's...
Miles Austin?
He's the one that she met. He's a cowboy.
I thought that's her...
He's a little cafe au lait.
Oh, that's your favorite cowboy. That's right.
Yeah.
Did we take him in the
But you still
racial,
didn't answer the question.
In the racial draft?
She grew up in Tyler. I don't think she's dating black guys.
Are there black
Unless
people in Tyler?
Unless she's heavyset and worked at Sonic.
Yes.
Those white girls do.
Wow.
Man.
Oh, my goodness.
Sorry, Kelly.
How much do you tip when you go to Sonic?
Really positive.
I speak truth.
Do you tip a lot at Sonic or just like the change from whatever it is?
It depends on if my service is good.
Not
you know?
Sonic. I'm thinking of DQ.
DQ?
When was the last time you ate at a DQ?
Don't have to roller skate there.
I love DQ. I just ate there actually a couple days ago.
What'd you have?
Country basket?
Yes.
Yeah.
Chicken strips.
Awesome.
Yeah. George is eating a few of those too.
Can you tell?
They're awesome at
they
DQ.
Are awesome.
So you don't really eat healthy. You don't have to yet. You're young.
I do, but I mean, I can pretty much eat what I want.
Ooh, scoreboard again.
Yeah, that was...
Huh. Do you work out a lot?
Not a lot, but when I have time.
What do you do?
Cardio and P90X.
Mm. P90X?
Yeah.
That's the future of rock and roll.
That's underrated.
It's good.
It's underrated. All right, well, Dan is a championship leg wrestler, so we'd like to see you two lay on the stage here and do a little leg wrestling. One, two, three, go.
Dan's hopping right up.
What's your favorite Twilight movie?
Which one?
Yeah.
Look at him just scrolling through his phone, desperately trying to keep the conversation going.
The one with the werewolves.
I like the one with the vampires. Just love vampires.
All right, well, you're done with us, aren't
yeah,
you?
Yeah, I think she's got to go sign.
You're tired of talking to us.
Oh, I'm not tired of talking to y'all.
Yeah, you are. Which one of us do you hate the most?
Rich says she's got to go.
I don't hate anybody.
Yes, you do.
No, I
swear.
Were
you offended by the way he
Somewhere
danced with you?
Somewhere in the world,
you?
Though.
Are you thinking about filing charges?
Who in the world do you hate? You have to hate somebody.
Reaching for a whistle.
Were you warned against us?
Huh?
You were warned against us,
I was warned about George.
What?
No! It was him. You set this up, you son of a gun.
Do you hate Hitler?
What kind of question?
Why do you always have to bring it back to Hitler?
Let me ask you this.
Well, she just says she doesn't hate anybody.
What year did Hitler stop ruling Germany?
I don't know.
Well, guess. When would you say? When do you think Hitler was out of power? You can guess. It's fine. There's no wrong guess.
Well.
1920-something.
Very
That's
good.
That's close enough. That's
very good.
What was it?
1945.
Oh, I was 20 years off. That ain't close.
Yeah. Well,
do you know what country you. Hitler was from? If you were to guess, and there's no wrong guess.
I don't know.
Yes, it's fine.
I don't know.
Well, guess a country.
He hated the Nazis, didn't he? Was he a Nazi?
Hitler hated the Nazis.
No, he hated the... Uh-oh. Starts with a J, right?
Yeah. He hated.
Yeah.
Okay.
Starts with a J.
Kelly will be signing autographs to our right here in just a matter of moments.
You know, you might want to get started on that college education. Because I think your high school knowledge is somehow fading away.
It has faded. It has.
Do you know who we fought in World War II?
No.
But if you were to guess.
The J people.
The J people.
I'll give you three guesses.
Okay, name some and then I'll pick one.
Multiple choice, most college TED star.
Indonesia, Iran, Great Britain, Italy.
I should have studied, right?
Yeah.
Great Britain?
No.
Nailed it! Nailed it! Okay.
That's right.
Kelly, thank you so
much.
We
fought Great Britain in World War II.
How about Pol Pot?
Those damn Brits.
Just in case anybody wanted to know that.
Right. Hey, do you know who our vice president is?
Vice president?
Mm-hmm. Right now.
No.
See, this is what's great about being hot.
Doesn't
you don't
matter.
Have to know
I know
anything.
Obama.
You
what's
know Obama?
On?
I didn't vote, so.
What's on after The Girls Next Door, honey?
The Girls Next Door isn't on now.
Ah,
see? Great question.
There you go.
Great question.
All right, who is Brad Pitt married to?
Everybody knows that.
Duh. Oh, we got to go.
All right, well, thank you so much. That's Kelly Thompson. She is a Playboy playmate
at nine,
from Tyler, Texas. Thank you so much for joining us.
You're
very sweet.
Did you go Korean?
We'll continue here at Ticket Stock 2011 in just a moment.
Stupid bitch.